Welcome to the February webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Cindy Holman, director of Wells Early Childhood Ministries. Cindy will be discussing how parents can help instill a sense of respect in their children. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Nicole.
Before we get started, can you just give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I am blessed to be married to Jim, who is a professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College here in Milwaukee. And we have served in South Dakota, many years in Northern California. We did a year in the Czech Republic, and then in the past several years, we've served in the Milwaukee area. We have two grown sons who are both married, and we are thrilled to have four granddaughters. Ooh. And in March, we are expecting our fifth granddaughter.
How exciting.
It is.
What's a little bit of your professional background? Have you been a teacher throughout some of those moves? It sounded like perhaps, and maybe what age levels have you taught?
Most of the years I taught kindergarten. Most of my background is in kindergarten, but while we were in Northern California, for several years I taught middle school music, which was really a fun contrast to teach kindergarten and middle school music at the same time.
Fantastic. So it sounds like you have experience with all different levels, probably.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, that'll be great for our conversation today. Can you give us some tips or pointers then in your experiences, maybe both as a mom, as a grandma, as a teacher, on things that parents can do to help instill a sense of respect in their children?
Absolutely, I'll do the best I can. When we think of the term respect, it's really an abstract term. When we think of teaching our children, we teach them all kinds of things. And most of what we teach them are skills. Like we'll teach them how to ride a bike, to hold a pencil, to read, to drive a car. Those are all skills that we can teach.
Okay.
But teaching about character is a little bit more abstract. And when you look at the definition of respect, it really is holding someone else in high regard. And so when we seek to teach our children about respect, we want to teach them to look at other people in a way that holds them in high regard. And I thought it might be helpful if we looked at maybe four ways. There's many ways to do it,
sure.
But we'll look at four simple ways to do it.
Fantastic.
First one is modeling.
Okay.
Second one is expecting it. The third one is to teach it, to be intentional about teaching it. And the last one is to acknowledge it.
Okay.
When we look at modeling it, of course we stop and we look at the ultimate model for everything that we do, and particularly in our role as parents. When I think of Christ modeling respect, one of the stories that comes to mind for me is Zacchaeus.
Okay.
When we think of Zacchaeus, certainly not a man that we would think had earned a great deal of respect in his community.
Sure.
But when we look at the way that Christ responded to him, how Christ reached out to him, how he treated him with love and respect, particularly in the midst of his community, what an example that is for us. When we think of our kids, that saying, do as I say, not as I do, comes
mm-hmm.
up.
Right.
And, you know, we can joke about it. We can laugh how when we look at our kids, we see them doing things that we know we've done ourselves.
Right.
But sometimes that can also prick our conscience. Modeling is probably the most powerful way to teach children respect. How we talk to and about others really shows children how they can talk to and about others. Talking with them about ways that we talk to their friends, to family members, to colleagues, to their teachers, but also how we talk about them when they're not in our presence is really critically important. They really watch what we're doing, even more than listening to what we say. Another thing we consider is expectations. It's important that we hold ourselves accountable and that we have high expectations for ourselves, particularly being consistent. I think every parenting book in the world says consistency is important.
Right.
And it's probably really one of the most difficult things. But holding ourselves consistently accountable for how we speak to and about others is really important. But then also holding our children accountable for those same high expectations. It's really easy when you're in particularly if you're in a public setting, to just let it go this time,
sure.
or let it go another time. But those can build up and really unintentionally teach children what we had hoped we didn't want to teach them.
Okay.
the next one that we talked about was, it seems like an obvious one, but it's to teach it to them.
Right.
And again, this one can be difficult. I think every parent in the world will tell you the thing they struggle with the most is having enough time. Mm-hmm. We don't
Definitely.
Have enough time to do the things we want to do, the things that we enjoy, but also have the time to do all the things that God has asked us to do in our God-given role as parents. Especially when it comes to disciplining our children, taking the time to sit down with our children and be intentional about what we teach them is so important. It seems that when children are going to misbehave, it's often in a setting where it's the least convenient for us to sit down and teach them, right? But that's really the prime time to sit down. That's really the teachable moment. To sit down, take them aside, and quietly talk to them about what happened, what they did, what's the result of what they did, and what they could have done instead. And then certainly as parents, talking through Christ's love and forgiveness with them. But taking the time to teach them and empower them with the tools that they can use instead of just stopping the behavior is really, really critical.
Okay.
It's easy to stop a behavior, but most children respond by doing what's natural to them, that sinful human nature, or by doing the only thing they know. So our role as parents is really critical in teaching them, what can you do? In what way can you model and reflect Christ's love and forgiveness for you in how you respond to others?
Okay, fantastic.
And then the last one that we talked about was that when we're teaching children about respect, that we're consistent with it, but then we acknowledge it.
Okay.
When we see children taking those lessons to heart, or even when we see it in other people, we're in a time right now where an election is taking place. What an example for us to take all those things and put them into play. When we see someone in the political figure, a political figure perhaps with someone whose views we don't agree with, what an opportunity for us to model that we can still be respectful of that person in their office. And acknowledge when we see others being respectful, but particularly acknowledging it when our children are taking those lessons to heart and applying it to their own lives. It's really important.
Well, thank you. Those are four fantastic points, I think, that really parents can, each one, it's something that parents can think through as, you know, as they're facing the idea of helping instill respect in their children. Now, as parents, we also sometimes have those times when I think we do make mistakes and maybe we inadvertently do things that don't show respect or kind of derail our attempts to build that kind of sense of respect in our children. What as parents can we do so that those things don't happen?
And it's a really important question. All of us are fallible. No one knows probably as well as I do how fallible I am. With the exception of perhaps my spouse and certainly my savior, but we all have that huge list of things where we know we've made mistakes. The important thing is to acknowledge it, to take responsibility for those behaviors and when we make mistakes, acknowledging it certainly to our savior and asking for forgiveness, but also acknowledging it to our children. The God-given role of being a parent is enormous and it can be overwhelming. And it can lead to times where we're impatient. It can lead to times where we raise a voice, where we may belittle or demean a child, which we know is never appropriate. It's hurtful to the child, and it undermines everything we've tried to teach them. So it's important that we recognize that and that we prayerfully go to God and ask Him to help us in our role and seek to always treat children with the very love and respect that we're seeking to teach them. And that we constantly go to our Savior for His love and forgiveness, which empowers us and motivates us to reflect that to our children and those around us.
Thank you. I think that will help a lot of parents feel better about maybe some of the past mistakes that they've made. And, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, we are all sinful as parents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, anytime we decide to tackle something like respect or other parenting lessons, I think sometimes we feel like it's already too late or we've already made so many mistakes. And so keeping some of the things that you've talked about in mind today is really helpful. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate it. If you're interested in reading more from Christian parents on how to help children learn to be respectful, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read articles on a variety of parenting topics. You can chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.